announce the Felsburg regular council meeting, August 23rd, 2021, at 6:01. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Thank you. Join us, please, join us for prayer and talk about the way we...
Father God, we just want to thank you for another day here in Felsburg. Just want to thank you for each and every person that works here and takes their time to be a member of this community. We just ask that you keep your focus on our community, keep your hands on what we do here. We just have a lot of problems and opportunities, and we just need your guidance in all things that we do. Father God, just thank you for another blessed day, and thank you for being a Felsburg resident. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, second.
Second.
Second by Scott, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of the minutes submitted by Clerk Treasurer, which is also on our website.
Make a motion.
Motion by Scott, got a second.
Second.
Second by Matt, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a number to sign that. Paperwork. Comments from the public on any of our agenda items this evening? Anybody there to speak? Thank you, Chief. Okay, Ms. Leslie Hamilton, 1914 Sterling Oaks Drive. May I please come up here to the podium right there? Your state name, your address, and
my name is Leslie Hamilton, and I live at 1914 Sterling Oaks Drive in Felsburg. I just have one question. I don't know if it's really necessarily on the agenda. Has our town or will our town receive funds from either the federal government or state from COVID relief or whatever? And if so, how will we know how those funds are appropriated?
Yes, we have received notification from the government on access of over $2 million. We received our first payment of $1 million. That's already been deposited in the account. We are moving forward. It's more for infrastructure and things like that. Charlie may want to ask some other things. Did you have any more comments?
We're narrowing down a priority list as far as what I recommend to the council, what we could potentially use it for, but then some of the challenges that we have here in town, whether it's going to be used for water infrastructure, sewer infrastructure, stormwater infrastructure, low income assistance, business recovery efforts. There's a list, and the council at the last meeting just approved the ordinance that sets up the appropriation number that can be utilized as submitted, and they haven't committed anything out of it as yet.
So they state how they're to be spent, like the government says, here's the money and this is what you can spend it on?
They have a very specific set of...
Is there a way that we can follow that as to what's, I mean, is it on your website?
It's on the clerk treasurer's site, so if you go on the Salisbury clerk...
.com.
SalisburyClerk.com, you go to virtual office, it has all of our ordinances on there, it's listed under one of the ordinances for 2021 meetings in August.
So they've allotted $2 million and you've received one?
We received some this year, yeah, so two payments, some this year, some next year, and then council has until 2024 to utilize it.
Okay, and we can follow how it's been done on the website?
So they adopted the ordinance, and it's basically the rules that have come down from the feds and the state saying, here's what you can use it for. So they've adopted the higher level rules as to that. As far as specific usage, they haven't, but anything that they decide will be handled here at council.
Is that also stated on that website, is that when they give it to you, what they say, like for businesses or...
Yeah, it's within the ordinance, so again, it's up to the council to decide how to divvy that up. I mean, we've got well over $100 million in infrastructure needs, so $2 million in the whole scope of things is kind of a drop in the bucket. But if they want to use all their infrastructure or business support or any number else, I think it's up to them. And I'll be working through options to present to them to have some conversation about how best to utilize those to begin. So, and then it's ultimately it's up to them to make the decision and come up with their own ideas within the rules that set forth by the feds.
So what the ideas that they come up with is also on the website?
It will be. We haven't got there yet.
Right now, it's a plan, like you said, we don't have to spend this until 2024. So what we'll do, we'll put up a game plan. Like I said, a lot of us, we have a lot of infrastructure needs. There's some other needs. Our last meeting, if you go back to one of our live meetings from last meeting, we discussed, support of local businesses, within our community on different things as well. So, our goal is to look into it for the best of our community, so.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Do you have specific ideas or just thoughts, or just more of a question?
Just more of a question, I mean, just,
If we do anything, it'll be discussed in a workshop. Here at Town Hall, kick around ideas and whatnot before the council.
Well, we all know that Salisbury needs some, hey, we got new roads in our subdivision, so.
A lot of people get new roads this year.
Hopefully everybody will get the rest of the road taken care of next year or something.
Thank you.
And I'll thank you very much for coming.
So, just for my thoughts, for tracking the money, it would all have to be filed through the treasurer's office, correct? If anything is spent, is that where I would go and look up the record?
Yeah, so all of our records, as far as any expenditures or anything, are on the treasurer's website.
Okay.
And to help you with that, it's ordinance number 2021-OR-21.
I'm sorry, 2021?
2021-OR-21, and it was adopted at our last meeting, August 9th. So very timely, very good question.
Thanks, Jay. Anyone else have any other comments? All right, as we move on, we have a couple ordinances this evening. Been a topic of conversation. It's ordinance number 2021-R-024. It's an ordinance of the town of Salisbury, Indiana, authorizing the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing funds to pay for certain projects of the town and incidental expenses in connection therewithin. I know Jake sent everybody a copy of this. This is something that's been ongoing for a while. And you got anything else you need?
Just to add that, this is it's an ordinance, hopefully we can adopt tonight. We entered into the purchase agreement, we've had workshops. This money's going to be utilized for there's a building there called Point. It's going to be remodeled to be the new police station here for Salisbury. Unfortunately, we could just go right to the bank. We got with, outside counsel as well as Baker Tilly to figure out how we could come up with funding, and this is the mechanism in order to do so. So this ordinance here, and then it'll go out, and we'll have an issuance there hopefully by mid next month, about $1.8 million. We know that the purchase price you know, around 1-1, and all the rehab costs. So, you know, it's very exciting for the police department and the town, but that is, in essence, what this ordinance states.
Let me know that, with this ordinance right here, this is a, it's in the cost of savings of possibly up to $200,000.
Oh, every bit of it. So in order to go through this, that's a great point, Mr. Amos. So this allows us to get a reduced interest rate versus just, you know, if us, if we try to go out there and just get a rate without it. So I think it's almost, you know, we're saving a percentage point, you know, 100 basis points or more.
Like I said, I want to thank you and Bozo, and as well as I think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the state bank, looking out for our best interests, our community. And like I said, it's always nice to be able to save some tax dollars utilizing something like this. So I know it's an awful lengthy thing, so I'm hoping that everybody is able to kind of read through it and trust the judgment of our town attorney moving forward on this. So like I said, it's just, I'm going to kind of sum it up just real quick here. It's an ordinance of the town of Sullenberg, Indiana, authorizing the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing funds to pay for certain projects of the town and incidental expenses in connection with therein. It just states in here, as, whereas the town council deems to advisable to issue pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-11 and other acceptable provisions of the Indiana Code, collectively the act, the town of Sullenberg, not to exceed $1,800,000 for the purpose of providing payment of reimbursement of all or portion of the cost of the project, preliminary expenses related thereto, and all incidental expenses incurring connection within, as of which are deemed to be a part of the project, and the cost of selling and issuing obligations. Through it is, it just has different sections throughout here. And at the end of the day, it says said ordinance is hereby passed and adopted by the town council of Sullenberg, Indiana, this 23rd day of August 2021. As we all know, we're very excited about relocating our police department and giving the police department a building that's well deserved and moving forward. So, let alone instead of building a new department, it would cost us $3.5 million or more. You know, this is half the price. And then also, it was just great to know that, that the attorneys as well as the banker realized that there was another opportunity for us to continue to save some taxpaying dollars. So before anything else, I just ask for a motion to approve this ordinance 2021-OR-024 on the first reading.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott, second by Matt. We have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. I'll waive the second reading.
I'll waive the second reading and move to adopt.
Move,
you can waive the actual reading and then move to adopt.
I'd like to ask for a motion to waive the second reading and adopt this ordinance. I got a motion by Scott. I'm sorry, by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Okay. Motion to approve after second reading to move forward with ordinance 2021-OR-024. Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. 5-0. Thank you. Thanks for the hard work.
Yes, sir.
Our second ordinance this evening is ordinance number 2021-OR-025. It's an ordinance establishing the golf cart policy for the town of Sullenberg. And I know there was a meeting to discuss this.
Mr. President, if
you don't mind, let's go on ahead and say what you can do.
There's some things that have changed slightly from our last workshop after diving down into the statutes. So if you recall at our last meeting, we discussed kind of townwide golf community, you know, it was ultimately decided townwide, you know, we're going to allow it. And then we got into the discussion of what types of golf carts we're going to allow, reflector stickers, street legal. And the more that I researched, it stated that, yes, you can permit. So Indiana Code 9-21-1-3.3 allows you all to regulate golf carts in your community, provided it's not in conflict with any other state statute. Well, golf cart is considered a motorized vehicle, and motorized vehicles have to be street legal. And so when, in the very onset of this kind of due diligence process, Mr. Smith and myself kind of worked around the state of Indiana and other municipalities that they had in place. Carmel, Indiana is one, but there were some other folks were street legal golf carts. And I spoke with chief, and, you know, he's in agreement, that there are these requirements for golf carts to be as motorized vehicles, street legal. Now, there are things you can buy. Let's just say you have a golf cart right now that's not street legal. There are aftermarket things that you can kind of add to it to make it. And it's also important to keep in mind that right now, it's not legal for anyone to drive a golf cart on the road without this ordinance. So those changes were, that's really the only changes making this. Yes, it's still townwide. There are certain roads that you cannot drive them on, and that was discussed at the workshop. And it, you know, Perry Crossing, Allentown Road, Ohio Avenue, Dryer Lane, they're all listed here. And then, you know, sub five talks about the things that each golf cart, the documents and equipment, you know, that would be needed. The equipment being headlights, brake lights, rearview mirror, tail lamps, turn signals, and then documents, just verification of residency. You know, they have to live in the town for us to issue a permit, just proof of insurance, homeowners would do.
Quick question.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Jake, you said street legal, so does that mean it's going to take a license plate from the state?
Well, I didn't go that far. I mean, I guess we could actually, if you wanted to put it in there, I didn't think it would be necessary to have it. It's something I could, chiefs in the.
Well, I was going to say.
But I don't feel like it's necessary.
I don't think that's what we're, the part where he's getting in conflict is we talked about making, some people don't have street legal golf carts. So we talked about reflective tape and stuff and just don't ride it after dark. We obviously can't do that portion because that would be in conflict with that law. So basically, the only thing that changes is those people would have to bring those golf carts up to street legal to have them on there. But the permitting process that we talked about is still it. You get a permit, it's good for like 5 years, $10. We come out and inspect the golf cart. It meets all these standards. We put the, give them the permit, they put it on the back of the golf cart and they're good for 5 years. By all the rules that are set out. And I think we're going to end up doing like a pamphlet once this passes so we can have that information regularly available to the people. But the only thing that would change is we can't just do the reflective flashy thing. It has to be street legal.
And you all, again, can make some additions that, you know, I was trying to make it the least restrictive we could, but to meet where we're not in conflict with any of this.
Well, maybe I got street legal, the equipment that makes it street legal, it doesn't have to have a legal license plate on it.
That's correct.
And we had discussed earlier, and we had discussed some insurance liability, and I guess it possibly comes through your homeowners.
Well, that was discussed at our last meeting. So there's two different things that you can do. One is just prove that you have homeowners insurance, that this is going to be covered underneath it. And then you can go so far, some communities have the recreational insurance, and then they actually set the limits.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing that, you know, you have homeowners insurance that would be covered, but if you really hurt somebody, maybe the limits aren't there.
So just one more question for the chief. I guess there's, you know, a speed restriction on it. Most golf carts run about 20. Is there a limit for low speed on something like that? I mean, can you?
No, we didn't get into that. Obviously, you know, and some of the golf carts are even going to go faster than one, our posted speed limit. So obviously, they go faster, they have to go by the posted speed limit. They go slower, it's still, you know, have the courtesy to yield right away to vehicles and things of that nature that we discussed before. But, you know, there's still a lot of going to be the slow moving vehicles, but that's not going to change what we discussed.
Okay. Thank you.
And then one other part I wanted to bring to your all's attention that I added that wasn't discussed, since in the permitting process, that the Sellersville Police Department retains the right to revoke that permit at any time. If for some reason it's street legal day one, a year later it's not, it's for whatever reason, and then the permit holder, if they believe, that the police department got it wrong, they get a petition this council, and, they can be heard and a decision can be made. But, at the end of the day, I think it's pretty straightforward here, the things that you need. And without it, you can't have your golf cart on the street.
Okay, so one other question on, what you talked about, I'm reading down here under C, number one, may allow an operator of a golf cart or off-road vehicle to cross a highway in the state highway system at right angles in order to travel from one highway under the jurisdiction of the county to another highway under the jurisdiction of the county when the operator can be done safely. Does that mean in, we can cross, let's say I'm in Cooperdale, can I cross Utica?
So, I went ahead and cited the entire statute, but if you read it once more, sub C only refers if it's adopted by a county.
Okay.
And the intention was obviously counties are larger to get to a right angle in order to cross. We are a town.
Right. Well, we've had some contention about, some discussion about that.
But I guess, I mean, that would be for you all, if you all wanted to amend and add something to allow it. So if you go to underneath now, therefore, be ordained, the permanent streets are the local roads, in essence, our neighborhood roads. And then there are the prohibited streets that we're talking about where they would not be allowed on at all. Now, if it's something you want to allow that they're crossing the roads, then that's something that you all can amend. Again, these are legislative decisions by this board.
Okay. Well, that was, I don't know, it's, I don't want to leave any gray area in this. Either you can't. And, when I talked to a couple other members about this, I would think that if you're a responsible adult driving a street legal golf cart with a license, you would probably be responsible enough to cross the street to get to another subdivision, so. All right.
But I would say as of right now, the way that it's written, if they have to cross any of these roads that are listed, then they would be in violation of the ordinance. But I'm happy to, insert any of those. And again, on the email that I sent, I knew there would be some discussion on this tonight as there, has been previously.
Well, let's say, for example, we were to grant that to cross Utica or cross 31, would we be in violation of any laws that you know of or the chief knows of?
For me, no.
No.
And I think if you do grant that, what you're doing is causing the police department more of a headache because there's not going to be just those. Well, I was only on Utica for 30 feet. We discussed this before. I think going down that rabbit hole is a bad, bad idea.
But as I said before, too, and not to be contentious with you, but we would let a 10-year-old on a bicycle do that. He has the right to do it, but a licensed driver in a street legal vehicle wouldn't be able to cross. That's where I've struggled, a little bit with it, I would think. But I'm responsible enough to cross the road. It would be against the rules or illegal, but it wouldn't be for a minor on a bicycle to cross, which to me would be more dangerous than what I'm discussing. And again, that's, it's food for down the road to something to be discussed. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
I do. Obviously, this has a pretty big issue in my district, obviously because there's a golf course there. I think we spent a lot of time on this subject. Town ordinances should not conflict or contrast state statute. They're not designed to override those either. I think the whole goal here is to keep people safe, especially the younger people, the less than of age drivers. I agree with you, a licensed driver, well, my goal is not to cause anyone in any part of town any undue hardship with having to buy some type of aftermarket kits and all this stuff when, you know, we're talking about a simple golf cart that's generally used in and around the golf course or to get up and down the street by responsible adults. The problem is, most of the people that we're going to deal with, or that the police department's going to deal with, are not responsible adults. And that's why we have to have these ordinances created for those ones that are going to not put the lights on and drive it around at 1 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to do, we're not going to follow the rules. It just rarely pertains to the law-abiding citizens that go out and do what you're supposed to do and follow the rules. The last thing that we want is something happening in the town being in a liable situation because we enacted an ordinance that attempts to supersede or does not cover all the bases for that's brought forth by the state of Indiana. And we not to go down the one-way road of state road, county road, town road. I think the whole goal here is to keep everyone safe as possible. For me, again, I have a lot of homeowners in my district that don't have a street legal cart, and they ride their cart to the golf course back and forth at home. They yield, they follow the overtaking law, they do everything they're supposed to do. And I would hope, and I know for a fact, I would hope that our police department recognizes that. These are licensed drivers that are using it, and I'm sure they have much more better things to do than ride around looking for people on golf carts. Now, that being said, this is geared towards the ones, the young children that take the cards from the parents. I know what I was doing when I was a kid. I've said it before, I said it in the workshop. I've done far worse things as a kid. And I think we spent so much time on this, kicking it down the road, and I want people to be safe. Now we have to enact an ordinance. We want it to be street legal. Is it going to be perfect? No. Is the chief at some point, or his officer going to have to deal with somebody at some point for something? Yes. Hopefully it's an educational thing, and it's not a tragedy. I like the ordinance the way it is. If there's problems or issues, we can revisit it down the road. But I mean, I think we've spent so much time on such a simple topic that I think this ordinance, in my opinion, I've read it three times, covers all the bases. That's just what I have for discussion. And I think it's all geared towards the children that hop on them. At least in my district, that's what it is. That's the major problem. Safe operation, safe driving. And again, I know in my state of profession, if I see a middle-aged man or woman that are returning home at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for an afternoon of golf in my district, or that being said, on Terry Street, and they're just riding back and forth to grandson to son's house, for me, in my profession, I don't bother them. I just don't. That's just me, and that's my purview, and that's my discretion. However, that being said, if there's 10 or 12-year-old children with six kids on the cart, I'm probably going to stop them and say, hey, you got to take the cart home. And I think that's what we're trying to get at here. So, other than that, I don't have anything else.
Call it.
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance. There's no further discussion.
And I'll second.
I got a motion by Scott, I got a second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Say about nay.
Nay.
First reading. Do we bring this back for the second reading in the next meeting or going in to do it now?
No, next meeting because it wasn't unanimous.
This will be brought back to our attention here on our next first meeting of September. Thank you. There is no unfinished business. New business. Release of claims. Eric and Joe Jean Scrobbing. I think this was a situation that was brought in front of us that came from past council, I believe, over an issue on Perry Crossing and Allentown Road.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. So, you know, this is something that you all inherited
you know, and this may not be the last issue like this. So historically, in the town of Sellersburg, and I'm going back even before my arrival as council, you know, when sewer lines were extended and certain, you know, builders or developers put in sewer lines to connect, or even when it was done at the county and it was annexed in, that we don't have as-bills. So we don't know, I would say of all of our system, we know primarily we're a majority, I wouldn't say all, right? But when this came in without having the as-bills, they're out in the field, they may have had to move the line 15 feet one way. We have a general idea. Well, when this couple went to build their home, we went out and marked our best efforts. It just wasn't where you know, the document said they were that we received from the county. So when they started digging, there was an issue. There may have been some damage one way or the other, but the long and short of it is, they had granted us an easement. We now know where the lines are at all through the property. And they've agreed to settle, you know, potential claims against the town because, you know, they just want to move forward. And I think that after, you know, speaking with each of you individually, that number of $7,061 was what we all got to. So with your vote approving this release of a payment, Scroggins will come in, they'll execute the release, we'll cut them a check, and this ends this issue.
So I guess I ask for a motion to approve this release of claims for us to move forward with.
I would say the payment of $7,061 to Scroggins.
I'll make that motion. A motion by Matt, a second. Second by Terry. Any other discussion?
Charlie, just real quick, and I know Jake said that this is prior to this council, and we may have a couple more, maybe one or two more out there. Didn't we purchase a software program earlier last year to help prevent some of this stuff moving forward in the future? We have a fix for this, like a GIS program or something?
We have a GIS mapping system where everything's uploaded into, but it's only as good as the information we have available to us to load to identify where that is. So with that, as these things come up and we find and discover things aren't where they necessarily work, we have the ability to go in there and update that real time with our mapping system. So it's, man, it's daily, it's getting...
So in this situation, since it's...
This would have had
on the border of the town, we get our information from the county, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I don't have anything to do. Thank you.
Anyone else? That said, I ask for a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Our second new business is the PGA Tour Sponsorship Agreement invoice. All this is that we was a sponsor for the PGA event, which was a great event for, I think, us as a town and as a community. It's the first year. I think it was well-deserved to congratulate two different young men. One young man shot the course record of 59 and beat the course record about three strokes. And then secondly, a young man from Arizona pulled out the win, and I think it was very well welcoming to everyone in our community. I think it's something that's going to be a growing thing. Maybe even have a golfer, I thought it was great. Every time I enjoyed watching, I kind of see if the guy repeated last week, but the guy's going to be second, believe it or not, won this past week. So I think it was great for a lot of these young men. I think it's great that our town wants to support something like this, and so moving forward with this, brought to our attention that we move forward with this agreement of $5,000. And with that said, I ask for a motion to approve that $5,000 sponsorship agreement for the PGA Tour event, the 4ME event that was at Cover Bridge.
So come.
I'll second. Got a motion by Scott, got a second by Randy. Any other discussion?
I just have one question, Brad. Do you know, was that the first ever PGA event at Cover Bridge? Do you know about it? I mean, I'm just asking.
I believe so.
that was the first sanctioned event. There used to be a Wolf Challenge out there, which was more an invitation thing, the Buzzy Host himself. But this was the first PGA Tour sanctioned event.
I don't think we have any plans of trying to have the old PGA event here, and just, you know, everybody else keeps dibs on it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I think this is a growing opportunity. I think it's something that, you know, Buzzy Host Corporation and the supporters all hope to see probably prior years. But I think this is a great opportunity. I think it's a kind of a Canadian-American type program and gives a lot of young athletes an opportunity to move up to the next level, so. Any other discussion?
Just kind of disappointed my course record was broken up there.
Any others? All right, with that said, I ask for a motion to approve.
So
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
One abstain.
One abstain. Okay, 4-0-1, Michelle. Our last form of new business this evening is the PTO transfer, team member to team member. Charlie.
So this is a little bit of an odd situation, but we have a relative new staff member. When you hire down the town seller for the first, whatever time frame is, you're not granted PTO time up front, you accrue it over time. So the young man is only available to accrue a handful of days. He ended up being ill prior to the arrival of a baby. And with that, had to extinguish all of his PTO. So in a team effort there, the water team members have all gotten together, there are 8 of them, who requested that they treat each of them be allowed to transfer 1 PTO day each to this staff member to help them through the gap there. That's the request. Basically, all we give up, there's 8 staff members, we give up 1 PTO day each to be reassigned to the staff team member to help them out through the illness. We're going to have this work with PTO time. Plus, we don't have a maternity leave policy for males in the town cell group. Something we probably need to look at, obviously.
I want to donate.
I saw a thing here. I mean, you know, we definitely need to, I think, have that conversation in the interim. There again, so this individual doesn't become a patient.
I think that's a noble thing, Grant. What's great about working in a small town environment where people look out for each other, it's rare these days, to have fellow co-workers willing to sacrifice some of their time to help a fellow co-worker out. And that's why we get people to stay here and work 20, 25 years.
40, 45 years in some instances, yeah.
I think it's very well said, and I think it just shows the great teamship that we have here in our community moving forward. So I applaud everyone that was a part of that and wanted to help their co-worker. I guess it works okay with the state board of accounts and everything.
You all just have to approve it.
Yeah, so there's 6 members of the water team and 2 members of the streets who want to kick in on that. So
we just need a motion for that.
And they were the only ones who requested. Obviously, they work with this individual on a daily basis. So.
I'll make that motion before you even say anything. So.
Okay. All right, I got a motion by Matt and a second.
Second
by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay. Let's see here. General comments from the public. Anybody else have anything they'd like to make a comment about this evening? Moving on down the road, our staff reports. Charlie, you have some things you need to share?
Just some quick updates real quick. I did receive, we'll be having some conversation with the Parks Board and ultimately come back to the council. As you know, we've been waiting for a grant from the National Park Service related to our parks project. I received notification here last week that it's now been kicked back to October at the soonest. And they said, don't hold your breath for October. So I don't know what the holdup is at the Fed level. However, there's a waiver of development that we've applied for that would allow us to move forward with the project if we so choose. However, with that, we would have to incur all of the expense of the project up front. So there's a bigger conversation needs to be had if we want to phase our project in. If you recall, we were looking at adding a splash pad, rehabbing the building, redoing some of the parking, and adding a playground and some signage at the park. So I'm going to take that to the park board, have some further conversations, see how we want to move forward with that within the budget, see how we can phase this thing through without getting up over our skis on this thing. Also, have to ask you guys for some consideration, so just kind of a heads up on that. Pretty discouraging news on that front, but we have a way to move forward if we want to do that, so.
So worst case scenario though, in that situation, I think we was looking at a $355,000 match.
I think it's $367,000 is what our portion of that was.
Right at about $725,000, and you're stating that we would have to pay for all that upfront, and then they would reimburse the other half.
And they're saying it will be reimbursed next year at some point. So again, I'm getting a whole lot at some point, or we think it's going to be here, there, or whatever. Again, I personally, as town manager and park superintendent, would like to move forward with some of the project within our means without getting hung up and hung out dry on funding for some of this stuff. So we have some due diligence to do required to push this thing forward.
So would there be a possibility to say that the DNR and the state of Indiana would be willing to sign some sort of form or notification stating that if we move forward, we chose to move forward and was granted this money,
that's what
that
the
we would be penalized?
Correct, so that's what the waiver was for. So we're able to continue to move forward with the project if we choose. But again, we would be funding that up front without the match portion of that project. So then we would just be waiting for the money to come back. And if I had some concrete date saying, hey, we would get that money in January or February or April of next year, that's one conversation. There's no commitment on when that funding would come other than next year.
That would be a great discussion during our budget.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we've got the match portion already budgeted. I think we can move forward with that. It's just how do we break the project down into that phase to fit within what you've already budgeted for. And that's where, you know, we take it back to the park board and have that conversation.
Right.
So,
okay.
Paving in Hillendale is part of CCMG, still ongoing. Looks like everything is milled except for one little area back on Hampton due to an unfortunate placement of a relatively massive hornet's nest. That should be cleared tonight so I can finish milling Hampton. It'll be paving this week. The goal is to mill all of last week and then pave this week and get paving done. So they didn't start paving today, so I'm assuming they're paving on that. And I had a conversation with the contractor this afternoon to get the pulling down Tommy. But with all the pay, with everything being built at this point, I expect them to start paving any day. Obviously, Sellersburg celebrates it this week. Starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, there's some traffic stuff that is on our Facebook as well as the website that was put about the police department, Assistant Chief Adams. As far as that goes, as far as the traffic and flow patterns, they're asking that all traffic, those who are attending the Sellersburg celebration coming off 43 and exiting would come out Fern Street on Utica. So hopefully that communication gets out there and everybody pays attention to that. Police will be there to help direct traffic. So again, we have the 31 will be closed down for about 40 minutes on Saturday as part of the parade. The parade is Saturday morning, starts at 10 o'clock. Obviously, we will have a float in there. So we all know the Celebrate's parade is a really nice event. Pretty good attendance as far as participation, as floats, as well as the community. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there.
On that high note, I want to thank yourself and our town employees for being our town prepared and looking pretty good. I mean, we're in pretty good shape. It'll be nice to have some new road back on that for all of them to travel, probably for the first time in a long time. Probably East the Street. I don't even know if East the Street was paid 31 years ago when it started right or not. But
once this,
nevertheless,
once,
I think it's great.
Once they get done with Hillendale, they're looking, I mean, we are paying all of East the Street. Utica north of the dryer and then south of the railroad tracks as well. Obviously, with the amount of concrete work, curb and stuff that has to be done with that, we'll be able to tear up Utica Street and be torn up during celebrations. So we opted to push that portion of the project back and be relocated and kind of redressed. So we'll be regrouping as far as what the ongoing pattern is once Hillendale
three main arteries that we have left. There's a issue, a little bit over here from the railroad tracks to the town limits, and then Allentown Road, correct, is pretty much what we've got left.
Now, we've got Parallel, we've got some Foothill left, Wilson, Greenwood, now here's a handful, there's part of the streets left.
All right, we'll go.
So, they'll be paved.
Letting everybody out here know that we're getting to them, and I think it's really nice, so. Anything else? Jake, do you have anything?
Yeah, just a few things. One, I would request that you all make a general motion. E-notices are permitted for noticing, but it's kind of open as to whether or not there should be one specific person. I would like that person to be Michelle Metcalf. She handles all of our notices anyway. But when we are allowed to place it up on our website, I would like that Ms. Metcalf to take on that responsibility. She's agreed to do so. I think a simple motion and have it indicated in the minutes would be sufficient.
All right, with that being said, I ask for a motion for the approval for our executive secretary, Michelle Metcalf, to take care of all our website needs and
the e-notice requirements.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So moved. Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Anything else?
Couple more things. In front of you all, you will have a contract for Baker Tilly. You all have used, we continue to use Baker Tilly for any financing obligations. This is a direct relation to the ordinance previously passed for the police department. It is a not-to-exceed contract of $15,000. I would ask for you all to consider approving that tonight.
Okay, in front of you all, looks like you have about a seven-page document that states.
This is the, pretty much the same one that you all signed on with the superintendent.
And just explain to Baker Tilly's position, what you pay them for the work that they.
That they've done and are doing.
Right.
And it will come out of the proceeds once the loan closes.
Okay.
Note in here that the compensation invoicing does not exceed the anticipated amount of $15,000. You have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
A motion by Terry, second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
And one last item. For our next meeting, if your all schedules permit, you know, maybe 30 minutes of an executive session for pending litigation or initiating litigation, there are a few things I want to bring to your all's attention that would meet the executive session statute. So with that, we can post notice a half an hour in advance.
And be our September 13th meeting?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
From the time.
Maybe about 5:15?
That's fine.
5 o'clock or what?
It would be very quick, but it's things I need to kind of hit on and give you all an idea of what's going on.
5:15 work for you all?
Yeah.
We'll make it 5:15.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else? Might be one more thing.
Sure.
Artspeed Park. We also skim right over Artspeed Park. Artspeed Park, this is this weekend as well. This is the last year for Artspeed Park. That is a private event held on private property just outside of town limits. Kim Johnson, who's been there for quite a while, will be retiring, so this will be the final year for that event. Great community event. I've had a lot of conversation with her about next steps, and you know, she's just a great individual and stuff. So we have that going on. We have our parks looking opportunity, might be a good opportunity to stop in down here as well.
My yard is full of Arden Park. Guy there, I vetted the drum, the break room type thing, man. I saw her on this.
Family favor.
So, thank you. All right, let's see. I haven't moved around here in a while. Scott, you have some things you want to talk about this evening?
Just a couple. This is the sports report, but congratulations to Silver Creek. You've done their rival Charlestown in the Battle of 403. Pretty handily, so congratulate those. I know it's been a tough year with COVID for the coaches and the staff to keep all the kids healthy and eligible to play. So it looks like you're going to have another good season. Coach Pattenhouse does a great job. Other than that, try to stay healthy as best as everybody can. Thanks to all you guys for all that you do on a daily basis. That's all I have.
All right, Matt?
Just wanna thank everybody, council, town employees. It was great to go to groundbreaking today for our new treatment plant. I mean, there's more things coming. So, you know, future's bright. In my eyes, we're kind of doing a lot of the right things that we should be doing, that people have asked us to do. So, that's it.
Terry?
Yeah, I attended a guard funeral home earlier for services for a friend that grew up in Hillendale, and talked to several of the people that were there to say farewell. And a lot of Hillendale people were there, so a couple of these issues I have are in Hillendale, and I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but there's a ditch at Georgian Avenue, real close to the intersection at Ohio, and I'm told that it's really grown out of bounds really bad. And the lady I talked to said that when they bought those houses 40 years ago, they were promised by the town that the town would take care of those ditches. I wasn't there, so obviously I don't know, but I'm just gonna bring it to the attention, and then maybe we can have some resolution on what to do with the ditches. Secondly, behind Granger Glass, I know we have flooding issues down in that ditch there as well that goes beside the tire store and up into Granger Glass. And there are trees, low-hanging trees, they're falling over, they're blocking the ditch, so on and so forth. I was wanting to know if we could get somebody to just take a look at that, just let us know who's responsible for it, if it's something the town can clean up. And thirdly, you brought up Speed Park. There is a group of people who actually go up there and take care of the flowers and the fountain, and they travel and do all in Clark, I guess Clark and Floyd County. And they want to know if we can have that park put on some kind of historical, or if we can help them, I guess. I told her it's out of our jurisdiction. It's not part of Celebrity. But they want to preserve the park. They don't necessarily want it to be condominium or something here in a few short years. I don't know what we could actually do for it because it's not in town limits. But I told her I would bring it to the attention of the council.
I mean, I feel that, you know, unfortunately, it's owned by the IC.
Privately owned, right.
So until we see what they do here in the next 5 years.
And that's what I explained to her, but, you know, I got on the record here, we're talking about it.
Sure.
Now maybe somebody we can think about it a little bit.
I've had conversation with the property manager of Indianapolis for the IC about the park and all four property. Among others, on what their intention is with that. Neither the park nor the golf course are in their sights of selling any time in the near future. And I ask that if that change, they reach out to the town to see if we can come up with some type of arrangement to make sure that those facilities are preserved in some way, shape, or form with the history while it's not in the town. I think we all agree that, you know, the Speed family and, you know, the original cement company, everything was probably the catalyst for Shelbyburg in our history. And I think this is the best interest that we try to preserve that in some way, shape, or form, whether it be through voluntary annexation of Lehigh Hanson and the Speed facility into the borders or something of that nature. But again, you know, I've planted that seed, I've had that conversation with President Leon. So I think in the meantime, if there's an initiative group of citizens, there is a group in Landmarks, which may be worth having some conversation with and making that connection there.
Indiana Landmark? Is that a website?
It's a group website. Actually, Bo Zeller from Frostman College is on the board. He's our voluntary, so he's got a little more information. He's used my point of contact with him.
Can I have the name again, please?
Bo Zeller.
Oh, Bo Zeller. Okay. And it's okay if I pass this information on to her?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Randy?
As Terry was talking about Speed, I guess Speed Park is in the county.
Correct.
So what is Speed? Is it anything? Does it have
unincorporated area in Clark County.
Okay, so it's, doesn't really, for all purposes, it's, doesn't really exist, does it? I mean, it exists only, name only, but.
It's governed by the county government, county commission, county council. They think about how the apartments were in roads and whatnot.
I grew up there, but the only police protection we had was.
County sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, the only things, I'd just like to kind of echo what Matt said, nice to be part of the expansion project at the sewer thing, it's long overdue, it's a misunderstood topic with a lot of people. You know, I've been explaining the way, you know, going back to sewer rates and why we need this, but it is a very integrated part of our town that it's not only we're getting repairs there, we're getting expansion for the next years, and hopefully for the next 15 to 20 years, hopefully it holds out, and, you know, if we grow bigger than that, then that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
But as said, just as always, I'm thankful for the town employees, thank for our law enforcement, our people that are on the ground doing work, and, you know, it's people that work outside, this is rough weather, you know, for them, so. But as said, just be careful with Salisbury Celebrates, so you live in Salisbury, we're gonna have a lot of traffic this weekend, and just be vigilant about your driving, and hope everybody can go out there and kind of enjoy themselves just a little bit anyway, but other than that, that's all I have.
All right, well, like I said, I know that on other notes, like I said, it was a joy sitting here on this council now for a little over 7 years to see this sewer plant get underway. I know it's something that's been needed for a long, long time, so I know our pool continue to grow and be utilized, and you know, it's held up pretty good this year, and I'm glad and grateful that we had guys on our team to be able to probably utilize and save us a lot of money this year, so my hat's off to, you know, both Scott and Randy, you know, for their hard work and diligence and everyone else involved. So, you know, it's always exciting to see the kids out enjoying something that we provide for them to be able to enjoy fun time and everything. So I think you made a comment that it was going to extend the days and stuff like that by some.
Yeah, we're trying to, we're having some issue with that because our lifeguards that we currently have are high school students. You know, during the summertime, the kids are home, we have to make some college students and high school students who lifeguard. Well, of course, now the college students are back at school as our high school students, and we were having a massive problem with staffing lifeguards at this point due to sports, but more due to quarantines at this point, so we've actually had to change our hours, roll back our hours a little bit. I think it is our hope to keep it open a little bit longer than normal, but.
And it's just more based on a weekend basis, or do you want to try to do something on a week?
We're going to try to keep it open a full 2 weeks into September, instead of shutting down on Labor Day, and we still may do that a little bit. Again, I think the operating running costs of keeping this thing going and treatment and everything, you know, we start getting in the red on operations, you know, without people attending, so. Again, it's, I think that was our original intention, and we still hope to do that. Right now, we're a little bit of struggle because of the COVID situation at the schools here locally, and kids being on quarantine unable to work, so. So we're gonna address that accordingly going forward, so.
I know one thing, and all she whispered in my ear was, no, she just jumped in the pool, one's dog there.
We're still working on that, so of course we push everything back. So originally we now have Jaws at the pool on September 4th, I think.
September the 4th?
I think it's, yeah, where you dive in on the pool.
Pooch day, yeah.
So once we get Pooch Day figured out, we'll definitely.
She just wanted to make sure she can get in.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
We need to invite everybody coming into town for Salisbury Celebrates to check out our new sign.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Great point. Like I said, we enjoyed our time of being proud of our sign this past week, last week, and everything else. It's a positive to our town of Salisbury. So, and once again, I can't thank the, you know, our police force, our employees showing up every day doing their job. I know some days are funner than others, but at the end of the day, we do appreciate everything that each one of them do. So that's all I really have to say. Michelle, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I need to see if we can have a budget workshop and a 2022 salary ordinance workshop on September the 27th at 5:00.
September 27th at 5:00.
It'll be before the council meeting.
We have our first budget workshop. Thank you. Everybody put that in your notes.
5:00 on the 27th.
We'll just need one.
Time?
We'll only need one.
Just gonna need one? Feel good about it? All right, okay.
Pass some stress along.
I get it. Chief don't need nothing anymore, so. Chief, you have anything to add tonight?
Just happy to be here, sir.
Happy to be there. On the chief's note, I do want to sit there and say, I thought maybe you might want to say something, but our chief was awarded a, I don't think you call it a bow or honor or anything like that, but it's kind of a, it was offered an award and recognition of his service, the U.S. Air Force this past weekend at the Grand down in New Albany, and I was proud to be there and support our chief, and I was glad to see his, meet his family and everything, and it was really a joy. It was nice to see that there was 25 recipients this award. Five of them are local people, you know, of our community, and so it's always nice, but congratulations, chief, on that. Great honor, and it's nice to always know that we've got someone that cares and has our best interest in mind, regardless of the situation. I know it's a tough duty. It is a 24/7 job, and I appreciate his leadership. So, anybody else? All right, with that said, we'll get this thing done in 1 hour and 2 minutes. Good boy, I ask for a motion.
So moved.
You have a second? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
7:03. Thank you.